2 years ago, Tracy Thompson counted herself among the 60 or so people who witnessed a pod of 9 orcas rubbing themselves on the rocky shoreline of a seashelled beach. And on January 23, she was reunited with the whales, but this time she and her daughter were alone on the beach. A Facebook memory of her sighting in 2022 popped up for Thompson earlier this week, and inspired her and her family to try to see whales. They'd been spotted earlier that day swimming from Roberts Creek in Davis Bay, so Thompson knew they were making their way up the coast. She said to her daughter Kindle, "Today might be our lucky day." She was right. From the shore of Sea Fiddler Beach, she recorded a video of the whales. You can hear Thompson and Kindle exclaiming, "Here they come," and, "They're going to, like, eat us." The whales turn the corner and, instead of carrying on straight, they made a sudden turn. As they pass, only meters from where the water meets the shore, the killer whale's fins slip quickly in and out of the water. Underneath the surface, their white underbellies glow as they rub them against small stones. They made 3 passes. For Thompson, the whole experience lasted less than 5 minutes. Thompson, her mom and sister always try to keep track of killer whale sightings, especially at this time of year. Thompson notes the orcas have come by on January 30, 2021, then January 19 in 2022, January 22 last year and January 23 this year. Photographer Martin Davis said the mature whale's tight formation was likely to protect the calf and help it along. Who are those orcas? Sharp eyes on social media have identified these whales as the A42 pod of northern resident killer whales. Led by Sonora, A42 herself, the matriline includes Current, A79, Chameleon, A88, Albion, A103, Ashler, A114, and Venture, A119. And this year, the orcas brought a new family member with them. A calf among them was seen still sporting its newborn toffee blush where its patches will later brighten to white. In photographs Martin Davis snapped of the pod as they passed Roberts Creek in Davis Bay earlier that day, the calf can be seen among at least 4 or 5 larger whales. The ocean had been choppy and, with the whales swimming further offshore, Davis hadn't even noticed the baby until he reviewed his images later. He says the mature orcas swam in a tight formation, likely to protect the calf and help it along. While Davis can often be found snapping photos of the coast's wildlife, he's never captured a picture of killer whales so close together. Martin Davis photo. While the southern resident killer whales, pods J, K and L, are more often seen in the Salish Sea, the northern population is the only one known to engage in beach rubbing behavior. Gary Sutton, a research technician with the Whales Initiative at OceanWise, told Coast Reporter after the 2022 sighting in Seashelt. Beach rubbing is thought to help scrape off dead skin, strengthen family bonds and feel like a massage. It was just so sweet that they're teaching their baby how to do it, too, Thompson said. Even though they've seen these whales before, the mother and daughter's excitement is palpable in their video. 14-year-old Kindle was so excited, she gave her mom a high five. "My mom has a view up Mason Road, so we're always looking at the ocean from her living room," Thompson, a born and raised coaster, said. "We're so lucky to have so many whales."